All right, what's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You are now receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. We have a great show lined up for you today. We have two amazing guests that will be joining us from Australia. We have David and also Dr. Lana coming on the show. We'll be talking about free energy and some new type of technologies that we've been talking about. So it's going to be an exciting show. And also just want to mention to check out starseedradio.com for the latest news and updates. We also have Ryan Dernick's post, which we'll get into in a minute. We also have new information to talk about, some articles. And we always post up the articles on Starseed Radio, and as well as Ryan posts it up on his feed. So we want people to stay informed, check these articles out, and spread them through to your family and friends. The only way for us to really make a change of difference is to get this information out. As we always say, it's an action-based show. So with that being said, also, if you have any time to pick up the phone and call a toll-free number to receive a free piece of shungite, call us now at toll-free 888-400-2328. And also, we're going to send you about 15 PDF files on free energy information, how to build free energy devices, what is free energy, thermal batteries. I have a ton of information I want to get to people's hands so you guys can get this stuff out. So again, for your free piece of shungite, call 888-400-2328. And also, you could ask for the free energy information, or you could just email us at starseedtechnologies.com. Just go to starseedtechnologies.com and fill out the form. It'll go right to us. If someone does not pick up the toll-free number, just please leave a message, and someone will get back to you as soon as we can. With that being said, it's time for the daily download of world events and news and what's going on today. Ryan, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Very well, Jenna. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Got lots of news and some fun stuff to talk about, but I'll let you start off. What is happening in the world today? Give us the download.
Definitely. In regards to solar activity, no, it's been quiet for the last 2 weeks, but NOAA forecasters are actually estimating a 40% chance of geomagnetic storms, and that should actually increase over the next week. Aside from that, as everyone's known and been following, the wildfires have now evacuated over 13,000 people, and unfortunately the line that they had made between a highway didn't work. The fire jumped the line and now is threatening even more homes and has destroyed 28 homes thus far.
Wow. Interesting. I saw an article as well that they found, I don't know if you heard this, 290 million-year-old human footprint was found in New Mexico. And this article is amazing. They've done data testing on it. And this is really going to throw off the human history. So I'm going to post this article up right after the show, also on Starseed Radio. But you should check that article out. You'll find that one interesting. What else has happened in the world?
Nice. Other stuff that was going on over the weekend, last weekend, it came out in a lot of news reports in regards to German journalists that actually were whistleblowing about their own government, just like Snowden whistleblowed about the United States. That they're going to increase surveillance and spying on their own people. Who would have thought? I mean, that's a global effect. That's not just specific. Yeah,
correct.
And other,
there's
yeah, and other,
everybody. Let's be clear.
Exactly. And in other news, the Eurozone's ongoing nagging problems. Of course, we've reported this in the past. The youth unemployment is at a whopping 40 to 50%. Throughout Spain, Italy, and France, but that's no new news. And as we also know, yesterday Greece went down almost 30% in a rapid sell-off. Sell.
What's happening? The ship is sinking. Sell. Right? We need a bailout. Where's Eddie Murphy?
Where's Dan Aykroyd at?
What's going on? Sell. Yeah, it's we all know it's a fiat currency. The dollar is set and meant to collapse. So it doesn't surprise me. Talking about the youth, though, with the youth unemployment, did you hear about the Egyptian teenager that created the next generation quantum space propulsion system? This Egyptian teenager basically created a new space propulsion system and used a real sustainable design innovation and some eco-architecture. And it's an amazing, amazing article. I'll post that up as well.
Very cool. And then actually over the weekend, they discovered – and actually on Friday they discovered three Earth type planets about 7 trillion miles away, so it'll take a little bit of time to get there, but possibly and potentially some of them sustain life that are not closer to their sun there. But that's interesting news. And they're like some of those planets are three times the size of our Earth. So for anyone that doesn't think that there's other life on other planets throughout our immediate galaxy, just refer to the Drake equation, which
I think it's like there's a sextillion planets, and a sextillion I believe is one number with 23 zeros behind it, and that is the estimated amount of planets just like ours that can inhabit life. So yes, the people out there that are still boxed into thinking we're the only ones out there, it's definitely time to wake up. And besides the fact that every indigenous tribe on the planet knew we came from the stars, let's not forget about that fact as well. But what else has happened, Ryan?
In regards to earthquakes, there was a notable earthquakes in the last 24 hours. There was a 4.9, 43 kilometers east of Nishino-Numoto, Japan, a 4.7, 160 kilometers south-southwest of Suva, Fiji, and a 4.7 west 54 kilometers west of Bamboo Flat, India, and then a 5.3, 98 kilometers south-southwest of Tarone, Papua New Guinea. And as we know, in regards to Papua New Guinea, there's also been some volcanic activity that's been popping off in and around there. And unfortunately, the Reunion Island wreckage was not part of the failed Malaysian flight. It was part of another aileron from another flight. So they are inspecting that with Boeing inspectors as we speak, and they will come out with more information as that unfolds.
Excellent. Also, I want to talk about, there was an article that came out, I don't know if you saw this one, but it was 25 signs that the global elite ship is about to sink. And this one is a really...
Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Down, and that's why we're here, to raise the vibration. And this is, you know, what's happening in this buildup, this massive buildup around the world, is really fitting in perfectly to really what we're doing and what we're about, Ryan, which is about sustaining the planet, sustainable practices. And that's what we're going to get into later on the show with David and Lana from Australia, is free energy. What is free energy? Where do we get it? Things like that. So
awesome. It's
it's a really interesting article. It goes over, you have Russia and Greece, the Pentagon, this and that, but 25 sure signs that the global elite ship is about to sink. I'll post that.
And as you know, Jonah, in regards to that, the fact that there's been cold fusion generators and the knowledge of them for quite some time, but what they do, and they either eradicate these people or buy them off or buy their patents, just like they did with Nikola Tesla, because, you know, as the Rockefeller said, the worst is competition, and you gotta take out the competition.
And it's funny you mentioned Tesla, because I just posted him up on our Facebook feed to let people know we're talking about free energy today. And just on a side note, I just want to bash Tesla like I do a lot, because when I was across country, and I'll give the story really quickly. You know the story, Ryan. When I went to Denver, and my mother actually overnighted my passport. What was this, in March? I had my package ripped open. And inside my FedEx package was a Tesla business card of Elon Musk, business partner, part owner of Tesla, who's in charge of advanced technologies. And this is something that us here at StarseedTechnologies.com have been working on, is new advanced technologies, which we have some really advanced, really shaking, amazing systems, you know, ready for rock and roll right now. But anyways, while I was in Denver, where we're now broadcasting live on Truth Frequency Radio, shout out, Tesla Corporation, when I really looked into Elon Musk, because everyone's like, Elon Musk, Elon Musk. When you really looked into Elon Musk, and what he's saying is, in the very near future, a statement he said, it will be illegal for people to drive cars, and we'll have driving cars.
Well, actually, in regards to Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking, both very, very brilliant minds of the 21st century, they both said this, that it's not going to be decades, actually, that artificial intelligence will supersede human intelligence. It will be within 5 years, potentially.
Yes, and they're looking to build the robot army of artificial intelligence soldiers, basically.
Exactly.
An article last week. You know, and back to Nikola Tesla real quick. My point in the story was, when I sent my technology to the Tesla Corporation directly to the man himself, I didn't even get an answer back. And I want people to understand, the Tesla battery, what that is, it only helps your house during peak hours, which to me, it's a band-aid on fossil fuels. The Tesla battery helps during peak hours when you're just getting home from work and the kids are doing this, and you know, you're running this, and your wife's cooking, and the power goes up. So the Tesla battery helps fluctuate that. Now, if the grid goes off, the Tesla battery may last, I think, 6 to 8 hours, and then the battery's dead, unless you have like a solar power panel, which is only good for a couple hours a day if you have Sun Direct. So anyways, what I'm saying is it's a Band-Aid on fossil fuels. It has nothing to do with what Nikola Tesla discovered. Nikola Tesla discovered that you can pull energy out of the quantum field. There's kinetic energy, magnetic energy, quantum energy, zero-point energy. I wasn't taught any of those four energies in school. There's seven total. So what I'm getting at is the Tesla Corp, which got $479 million bailout from the Obama administration, and then Mr. Elon Musk gave Obama back $100,000 and then built a $17 mansion, screw him. Straight up. Tesla Corp is crap, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So all the baby boomers out there that wasted your money on a Tesla battery, which they haven't even built a factory, contact StarseedTechnologies.com. You want some real technology to invest in? You want some real technology to power your community? Contact me. Email me personally. Go to our website. Contact us. I'll send you today a catalog that will blow your mind, literally. So any more daily downloads of Ryan? Any news, top news stories you want to mention?
Actually, there's one more in regards to solar activity. UK Cabinet came out a couple days ago, and they said that we will only have a 12-hour window of knowing what ramifications we will have before the whole grid gets knocked out. And this has been an ongoing topic that we've discussed. So we only get 12-hour warning before 90 million miles away.
If we even get that, I have a feeling they wouldn't even tell us. You know,
yeah, they'll be like, hey, it's over.
People are going to get up and the TV is going to be off, and that's great. So your website, again, is bellwetherpost.com, and your feed is also on starseedradio.com. I want people to stay connected. You know, check out Ryan's post. I'm always posting new stuff. It's the information we want to get out there. It's not fear-based. It's getting the most knowledge you can to make the right decisions for you and your family so that if the grid does go off, you may have a reason or an answer why things are developing the way they are. You know, with the more information, the more power you have to make the best decisions. So, Ryan, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
For coming on the show. And as always, we love having you on to talk about what's really happening in the world, not ignoring it, just being aware of it. So check out Bellwether Post. com, and you can also see us feed on Starseed Radio. So, Ryan, have a great day, and we'll be with you tomorrow on the show to get the daily download.
Thanks, Jonah.
Absolutely. Now we're going to jump to our special guest of the show. We have David Love and also his amazing partner, Dr. Lana, who has a background in Buddhism and mysticism. She's also a social activist and animal rights advocate. And also, just to give you a little background on David, he was a private detective for many years here in the States, in the U.S. He's now living out in Australia with Lana. But great to have you guys back on the show. How are you both doing today? All the way from down under, Australia. How are you?
Good. Hi, Jonah.
Good, really good.
Hey, we're doing great.
Excellent. I know that the topic that we mentioned before was free energy, sustainability. If you would both first, Dr. Lana and also David, whoever wants to go first, if you could just give us a little background on when your awakening was to, hey, the way things are just don't seem right. All these wars happen and all this stuff. Like my awakening was traumatic. Boom, I woke up one weekend, 6 years out of corporate America, sold everything I had, and went on my spiritual journey. What was your awakening path, or what was your awakening, you know, incident that woke you up to wanting to know about sustainable practices and free energy?
You know, mine's been sort of a long life journey. I mean, I remember, you know, as a teenager, I started getting information about Greenpeace and environmentalism, and we were always concerned about nuclear annihilation with Russia in the 80s. And so as a kid, I was always concerned about these things. And as I got older, you know, these thoughts would go in and out, and I would, but it actually hit me around the first time, my spiritual awakening, when I was on your show, when I started journaling and I started really going within myself and reflecting on my true beliefs and values. And I started writing my own book, my first book, Illusion of the Body. And you brought me on your show to speak as a metaphysician and talk about metaphysical philosophy.
I remember that was what, like 3-4 years ago now.
Yeah, it was. I think it was in 2011, maybe, or 2012.
Wow.
And
time flies.
That was at the time that I was at the high point of my awakening, was when I was on your show, and it was really just unraveling for me. And all these psychic downloads were coming to me, and I started realizing how crazy life is, how it really, really, things don't work, and things are just, we were, you know, I realized that we were in a shift, and it really hit me hard in 2008, you know, when with the banking industry collapse. I mean, there were just a lot of big events in my life and big triggers for me for my awakening.
So for you, David, it really hit you. For me, I guess it's been a while. It's been a gradual journey for you, David. It hit you whammo over a period of a few weeks, didn't it? Whereas for me, I guess I've always been, I guess, spiritual. I guess for me, I was leading this crazy life, being a single mum with two children and being a psychiatrist and trying to make ends meet, which I should have, but Australia's terribly expensive. And the tax department, the taxation was just killing me. And, you know, I kept working harder and harder and seeing my children less and less. And it hit me one day. It's not me. It's not my fault. It's the system. The right. system is just against us. It's just out to suck us dry.
And we were commenting the other day about, you know, it's costing us thousands of dollars sometimes to pay someone to create, to fill out forms and create tax returns to pay other people, to pay the government for money that we don't even know how it's being spent. So it's actually costing us money to pay someone. And I'm thinking, it's like with lawyers. I worked primarily with lawyers as a private detective for 20 years. And I'm thinking, we're creating jobs that really don't do anything and are of no benefit to anyone. We've got people explaining our rights to us and advocating for our rights for things we don't even understand, laws that we didn't create. We're paying them hundreds of dollars an hour to do these things. We're not keeping any of our money. We're not seeing how any of our money is spent.
That's right.
And then, you know, I started looking more and more into the banking industry, and then discovered about the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. And, down the rabbit hole. And, with that.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly did a lot of studying on that stuff in the 90s, too.
And then you go back to the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs, you know, the bankers funded Napoleon, the bankers funded World War I, World War II, they funded Hitler.
That's right.
It goes on and on.
And then I discovered Michael Tellinger in South Africa, who had discovered these, you know, really weird sort of archaeological sort of sites that were sort of these round buildings that they used to say was there for cows and cattle, but he had suggested that they were for producing sound. And then, my God, you know, one night I remember reading the rest of this, that supposedly they were made by an alien race, and that humans were actually genetically engineered. And I just gobsmacked. I remember waking up the next day going around stunned, thinking, is this world the same world that I was
in? It's funny to say that, Lonic. I had the same sort of awakening. When I first heard about DNA as like a teenager, someone said, yeah, we're made up of DNA. And I was like, what's DNA? They're like, oh, it's coding. It's like these two strands and it's coding. As soon as I heard that, it like activated something in me. I'm like, okay, so if we're coded, then who coded us? And I remember when I was like 12 years old, my father is Irish and Dutch. My mother was a Russian Jew, so I was raised with Christmas and the Jewish tradition. So I remember going and asking the rabbi when I was 12. I went in there and I said, Rabbi, in the these stories that we heard of Moses and this, I'm like, where are the Asians and where are the African Americans and where are the Cherokee and where are all those people? Because they're not mentioned in here. And I remember he couldn't answer me. And at that point, I walked out, and literally at 12 years old, I was like, well, religion's just a bunch of BS because yeah. It doesn't explain that. It doesn't talk about, like, what do you think these races of people morph from each other, like the Asians morph from the whites? And, like, it didn't happen like that. We're obviously genetically made somehow, if you want to call it God, the universe, whatever. But really, if you look back at the ancient indigenous people, you could see everywhere that they knew we came from the stars. It was talked about. It was written about. It was, passed on from generation to generation from every tribe, from the Egyptians to the Mayans, to the Cherokee, to the Hopi. They all knew the Dogna tribe in South Africa. They all knew we came from the stars. And what I mean by that was our soul origin, your soul, like the movie 28 Grams, when you die, everyone's body loses 28 grams. Your soul originates from a star. Your souls, all of our souls originate from somewhere else. No one's soul is born here on Earth in this dimension. And that's really what the ancients understood and what they knew. And when we talk about free energy, the Egyptians had batteries and they had light bulbs. And I remember seeing this on Discovery Channel years ago. People could check this stuff out. They had light bulbs, they had batteries, and I remember that these group of scientists, they did carbon testing in a lot of the major temples, and they did not find one shred of evidence that a torch was ever burnt inside any of the pyramids. Meaning, how did they illuminate themselves through miles of underground tunnels? Well, if you look at some of the hieroglyphics, you could see that their staffs are lighting up. There's light coming from them, and I've seen many hieroglyphics from there, and they've done carbon testing. So, and I've seen some of their batteries, too, on the History Channel showed some of the batteries. So, I mean, over the years, as a teenager in my 20s, I had these little inklings here and there, like, okay, so if they had batteries, then they must have been sort of smart, right? Because we're taught, like, in school, like, oh, they're Egyptians, and they're just, like, they built these pyramids, and, like, no.
All those movies with ancient times, with the torches, underground torches, they're all it's a load of BS.
I think we've been lied to. I can tell you, you know.
Absolutely. I think it's part of the programming, you know, because in many ways, but yeah, you know, that's a fact that we were not talked to about, just like Christopher Columbus discovered America. Well, he didn't discover it for one. The guy had a map. He knew right where he was going. And we've been doing business, if you want to say, the tribes here were doing business with the Vikings and people way before he was here. You know, it's that type of history that was left out. Like we evolved and we crossed the Bering Strait 6,000 years ago. Like we just talked about the article. There's a human footprint found 280 million years old in Mexico. 280 million years old, a human footprint was found, and they tested it and data. So now what does religion have to say about that one? You know, it's like people really snap out of the stories and look into the factual data, the reality, and that's what I've always been. Like, yeah, I'm open to UFOs, I'm open to ETs, but until, like, I see one or one lands in my backyard or something like that, it's like you got to see it to believe it. And that's
always my thing.
And you're a private detective, so you probably saw a lot. Right?
Well, I like to be very objective and based on real evidence, but it's always been such a difficult thing for me, you know, because everybody interprets things in a different way, and I've seen that so much in my investigations with witnesses and whatnot. But I can tell you that, and I'm sure you know this, recorded history and books. Only educated people wrote books throughout the last thousands of years, and they were paid, and they were in power. So the history books and recorded history was recorded by
people who
had an agenda.
That's right.
And they recorded what they wanted people to know because they were in power. The educated
people. The burning of the Library of Alexander. I mean, this is why they did that. This is why Hitler and others, they burnt the books. Hitler was on a mad quest for the Ark, and, you know, Hitler and others, like other Stalin people, they were very aware of these energies, just like, you know, Lost Ark with Indiana Jones. That's based upon true stories. I have been around two of the ancient skulls. It's not just an Indiana Jones movie.
No.
You know.
Tabernacle.
Yeah, and you have a background, so people know. You're a spiritualist. You've been a private investigator, a minister, a premarital counselor, board-certified hypnotist, advanced past life regressionist therapist, Reiki healer. You speak extensively at all different metaphysical and ancient philosophies. So you've done your homework, David. That's why I like having you and Lon on your show. You both do your homework, and you really come from a place like me. Like, I want to see it to believe it. You know, if this generator is going to power my whole neighborhood and community, I want to see it. Well, okay, well, here you go. It's like you got to see it to believe it. So the stories – people, let go of the stories. Whoever wrote those books, wrote those books. And I'll tell you, I have never read a full book in my life. Not that I can't read. I'm a visual learner. After 10, 20 pages, I forget what I wrote. And I've always been a visual learner. I want to talk to someone. I want to hear the story. I want to see it for myself. I want to feel how it resonates with me as they're telling me the story. And that's why I've traveled to like over 40 countries. I want to experience culture. I want to experience Thailand and Hong Kong. And I want to experience these places I've been to, the deserts in Israel. And, you know, I want to experience. And that's how people should learn.
That's why you're Jonah of the Amazon.
Yeah, Jonah of the Lost Ark or Jonah of the Jungle.
There you go.
traveler. And
I've got the name Jonah Appleseed. That's a new one I've been dubbed for my cross-country tour. But that's exactly it. I went to the Amazon last year to Peru for 5 weeks, did ayahuasca, did San Pedro. I went down there, and I've been offered many times to do San Pedro and ayahuasca, but I've always been, if I'm going to do ayahuasca, I want to do it in the Amazon. I want to take my machete, chop through the Amazon, find, you know, the mother root myself, cook it up myself, do it with the tribe, do it with the real shamans, and that's how my experiences have been my whole life. You know, I didn't want to do homework after school. I never did homework. When I got home, I wanted to, you know, be outside and learn and experience, and that's sort of like, well, Lana, you're saying with your story, you just knew that what you were doing, working hard, what the system taught us, you got to work hard, corporatism, you got to step in the guy's head below you to get on top, and that's what we're taught, and that's how I was taught, you know. And then you get there, and I had the six-figure salary, and I had a company with 30 employees, and I had the $10,000 Rolex, and I was just, what? This is it? This is I'm miserable inside. This can't be it. And that was sort of my awakening, very similar to Lana. You're just working hard on the grind, and you have all this, and you're just and you don't have it.
There must be more to life and to people, because in our world, we're getting more and more out of touch with each other.
Joined live by Lana and David, all the way from the underground in Australia, talking about sustainability and talking about also free energy. And during the commercial, I heard one of the news updates, and I just want to, you know, tell listeners, Costa Rica, where I've been sort of relocated, I'm back and forth in Asheville a lot, where I lived for the last 4 years. I've been down here about two. It's illegal in Costa Rica to hunt any animal. We also here do not have a standing army, and the entire country is powered off renewable energy, no fossil fuels for like the last 4 months. So this is a very progressive country towards sustainability, free energy, things like that, and that's what we're going to jump into now in this next segment. But I heard in the news updates that they banded the five top trophies, and I know if you guys heard that, there's a very famous lion, Cecil, that was killed by this American dentist. And there's a picture of him on top of the lion. He went out there, you know, and killed this famous lion, Cecil, that was in this preserve. And there is a U.S.-trained Afghanistan female, you know, ex-Marine that's out there that's been helping train the guards of this preserve. And this dentist sort of slipped past her, so she made a public comment like, hey, we're going to try to extradite you. Now, when USA Today reported it, the headline says, you know, that he's being accused of killing a lion. Meanwhile, there's a picture of him on top of the lion, you know, holding up, you know, like his gun, and there he is. But of course, in the U.S., it's like, oh, well, that's a U.S. citizen. He's, you know, you're accusing him. Let me hire a good lawyer, and we'll see where we get with this. And that's sort of what we're talking about with corporatism and the BS people deal with. Like, the guy's got a picture standing over the lion with a gun. Or, I don't know, he killed him actually with a bow and arrow, sorry. And there he is, with a picture, but still, USA Today and other reports, oh, well, he's being accused of killing the lion. It's like, no, dude, there's a picture of him. He killed that thing. You know, it's dead. There's a dentist picture. And, like, that's the problem with corporatism is it's the false reality. Like, if you get arrested, you can hire a lawyer, you can get away. If you get arrested, you can't hire a lawyer, you're poor, or you're black or African American or whatever, you know, then you're going to jail. You know, there it's like, that's the system that's been set up, and that's an uneven, unfair system, just like taxation, just like everything else. And we're talking about free energy technology, sustainability. Let's jump into that. You guys are in Australia. You all have been visiting eco villages out there. Tell us about some of the eco villages you guys have visited. What's your take on them? Do you see society coming together to build big eco villages with these new technologies to come together to live differently?
Well, we think eco villages seem to be taking off like wildfire.
They do. In Australia, there seems to be a big movement for that, and for a big permaculture movement. And just as a side comment, I could certainly say a lot about the legal system, having been a criminal defense investigator for a long time in the U.S. court system. But anyhow, we went to see a Narara village last 2 weekends ago, and I was really impressed. I mean, they've put a lot of money into it. They've got a lot of great plans. And this is in what city is that in?
It's in Gosford, so it's up from. It's about an hour and a half from Sydney, And they have a lot of plans. They certainly haven't. It's not full and running, but they've put a lot of effort into getting the okay from the local council. But that has been a bit of a barrier.
They're trying to do it within the legal. Legal confines.
And it takes a long time. They've got their own water, but they need to get the council's approval to use the water. They need to get the council's approval for using, for having their own sewage system.
Which means there's reports and engineering, you know, there's all kinds of fees involved and all kinds of lawyers involved and all kinds of, we sat there, they had a permaculture.
We had a lady called Robin Clayfield who's talked about permaculture. Can you hear us?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yep. Okay. Permaculture is actually, it's one of the things that Australia has exported, one of our biggest exports since the Wiggles. so permaculture.
Which I have no clue what that is, but go
ahead. Wiggles.
You don't know the Wiggles?
No.
You're kidding. Oh, Jonah.
Please enlighten us. What is the Wiggles? Let's take a side note. Wiggles, please.
Oh, my God. Wiggles is one of the biggest sort of children's, I guess, stars, you know, four men in a, you know, one wearing a yellow suit, a blue suit, a purple suit, and a red suit, singing all sorts of songs.
So this must be like Barney or
Purple
Dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. The Australian Barney, but it's a group.
It's green. It's Dorothy, not Barney. And they sing songs about how to put a salad together and and
you know,
oh, they're really hot potato. Okay. You haven't heard that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, shame on you guys.
We don't have a television, so we don't even watch a lot of television anymore.
Well, that's good. Anyway, I haven't watched TV in 6 years either since I went on this path of enlightenment. And I sold all my TVs that, you know, when I woke up that week and I came back and got rid of them all. So I'm with you on that. No TV is a good thing.
No, education too.
It's okay. It's for the under 10s.
Education is an obstacle to a meaningful learning learning experience.
Apart from the Wiggles.
So you're saying you're having this big boom out there of permaculture, and you have all these eco-villages popping up.
Permaculture is a gardening philosophy that's come out of Australia.
Yes.
And many people will describe it in different ways, but some people will say permaculture. It's a way of integrating people and nature. It's a way of doing it nature's way, a design that allows people to live with their shelter, their food, their water, their income, all flowing together. And I know your father has designed a dome system as well.
He used to work with Buckminster Fuller, which I'm sure many people are aware of. Mm. Designer of the geodesic dome and the strongest structure still known to man. It's very safe. It's very energy efficient. And
the idea of having gardens that work, where you don't actually have to. The garden might be around your home. You might have the fish in the tank. The fish poop. The plants love that. The plants give off, whatever gases they give off, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, oxygen.
So it's sort of a whole...
It's a whole integrated system.
Sure, you're talking about like the aquaponic, hydroponic system that runs off each other. We have those systems as well on starseedtechnologies.com. People could check those out. Amazing systems. They grow tilapia, shrimp, and it all works together. The poop from the fish feeds the plants and this. And literally, when I saw the plant that manufactured these up in Minnesota when I was there like a few months ago, on my cross-country tour, it was amazing. They harvested every day. They're harvesting one row of lettuce or one row of kale, whatever they're growing. So these hydroponic systems really speed up the process, and there you are every day really harvesting fresh food. So they're amazing systems. I mean, fish and shrimp all working together simultaneously in a greenhouse or in your home or in an environment that's protected, where if there's chemtrails being sprayed, whatever, it's not getting poisoned. So it's very interesting. You know, permaculture, hydroponics, aquaponics, very good, smart ways to grow food, keep it indoors and things like that, and produce good organic food without the poisoning.
It's really taking off here. People are really getting into it. Mm-hmm. And Narara is not the only village we saw. We've seen a number of other eco-villages. We've seen, Crystal Waters up in Queensland.
Crystal Rivers.
Or Crystal Rivers.
And I've been to Bundagin, which is near Coffs Harbour, which is a well-developed eco-village.
And now we're actually looking at forming our own eco-village. In fact, there's some people, George Neo, who's a man who's left.
He's an electrical engineer.
Yeah, and he's left the corporate world, once again trying to seek something more meaningful, and he's become a yoga instructor.
There's a group
they bought some land, and they're now trying to get some people together. And they've read, have you heard of the Ringing Cedars books, Jonah?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
So Anastasia and the Ringing Cedars books. They're wanting to put together an eco-village along the principles of the Ringing Cedars books. Now, this is a really exciting sort of series of books that's taken the world by storm. It was written by Russian entrepreneur Vladimir Merger, who apparently took a trip to the Siberian taiga in 1995, and he saw this beautiful blonde Russian woman who named Anastasia.
Named Lana.
No.
Lana is Russian, of course, her background.
My background is Russian, so...
So is mine.
That's right. Okay.
До свидания.
Спасибо. Нет. Да. And Anastasia, it's... no one knows whether Anastasia actually exists or not, but through these books, there's this beautiful story about this woman who shares her unique outlook on the whole of life, on nature, on healing, and she has these amazing vibration and this amazing almost clairvoyancy, and she shares this, inspiring goal that humanity once again... coexist with nature in a peaceful harmony with no pollution. And ever since these books have come out, it's actually sprung up all around Russia, these eco-villages based on the Ringing Cedars. And the eco-village that we're hoping to join with, once again, it hasn't been set up yet.
No, these are all things that we're trying to form.
Yeah, but these people,
what you're bringing, Lana, is the real root of things, which is coming together with your community. And this is what we like to talk about in Starseed Radio is action. It's time for action. We're talking about the problems, but we have the solutions. We have the systems of power. We have the means to grow lots of food for abundance. We have atmospheric generators to pull water out of the air. We have these amazing technologies. So now it's time to build these communities. So listeners out there, it's time, what Lana said, for the communities to come together. You know, these energies like the net zero generator that we're now featuring and selling, we can install these in communities for free if they're large enough. You can check it out on starseedtechnologies.com. But it's about that, getting your community together and saying, hey, there's this generator that can power, 100, I think it's like 100 and 120 homes or per 100 kilowatts or something. I mean, it's amazing, technologies out there. It's like it's about the community coming together and wanting it. And that's the key to this. It's about self-empowerment and coming together to want this technology. We have some amazing guests coming up on the show. I have Laura Eisenhower coming on next week. We have Alfred Lombardi coming on, Weber, Friday, and everyone's on the same page. We have to come together. We have to really bring unity, and we have to get this old technology, which is the free energy and information out there, to the people. And again, if people, listeners out there, please message starseedtechnologies.com or email me direct, jonahbolt@gmail.com, and we'll send you a catalog like I send you, David, like 15 PDF files on free energy, how to build devices, talking about it, and just educate yourself with the information, because it is the information that they suppress. Like Nikola Tesla, we talked about earlier in the show, they suppressed him. They burnt down his laboratory. He died a drunk as if he was a nobody. Like the Hendershot electric generator was in 1918 it was on the front page of like the New York Times saying the first electric generator was here, the first fuelless generator, and that was on the front page of the newspaper in 1918. So almost 100 years ago someone built a free energy generator. Very simple. Magnets, you wrap copper around it, conducts electricity. Very simple.
I could never understand. I'm thinking, we have all of these brilliant technologies, and yet we have cell phone batteries that die after an hour or less. I'm like, how can
batteries
that's
like the Tesla battery. Don't get me started with that. The Tesla battery, it's a big scam, that thing. You know, they sold 40,000 in one day.
Why we had batteries that die? Batteries shouldn't die. I don't even understand it. Why we have wires plugged into walls charging batteries with our technology and our scientists and intelligent people. It doesn't, in our, you know, academics, it makes no sense to me. This is a grand deception. And you know, Jonah,
absolutely right.
Funny, when I first met you on your show, when you invited me on for my book, my metaphysical book, something clicked in me, and I recognized you as someone that I knew, you know. It's funny, and now of course now we're working together, and we connect with a lot of other people. And on our show on Universal Soul Love, which is on several networks, including BBS Radio and Blog Talk Radio, and now we're on DreamWorks, Dream Vision 7 Radio, we work with all of our guests, people like Sasha Stone. We work with people like Alexandra Meadows of Galactic Connection. And we've all been on each other's radio shows, and we have our group meetings, and we connect with a lot of our guests. And so that's what we're talking about, is unity and coming together and doing
this.
Right. And I knew this about you, Jonah. I knew you. I didn't know everything that you were doing, and I certainly do now. And I know why I had this sense about you, because you are doing this, and we all need to do this, and we all can do this.
And I remember, David, when you first came on the show, I remember after the show, like a week later, you called me, and you're like, hey, I found another one of us, another one of our, like, white brotherhood, white sisters. Her name is Alexandra Mead, and she's Galactic Connections out there, so a shout-out to her. She's doing amazing work as well. And it was like that excitement that's like, wow, we found someone else that wants to see the world change. And guess what? Yeah. Now, over the last 4, 5, 6 years, there's a lot of us. I think now with the protests in Egypt, we've seen sweep across the world and Occupy. Like, everybody wants change. Most people know the system's rigged. It's a fiat currency, which is made to collapse. That's what a fiat currency does, based upon derivatives, based upon nothing. I mean, it's a scam, the whole system. The good news is we have a plan. We have power. We have food. We have water. And we have new education. We could sustain those four key things. And
we have solutions. We have positive solutions.
That's
we can take positive action, and we can make it happen. There's global issues. There's huge issues. There's climatic change. There's an economic crisis. But who cares?
You just have to be aware of it. That's what I said at the beginning of the show, Brian.
Be aware of it.
Don't harp on it. It's not fear-based. And I don't want to hear about, you know, in the spiritual community, you talk about Fukushima. And people are like, I don't want to hear about Fukushima. You're lowering my vibration. You know, it's like, I've heard that. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm not telling you this story to put you in fear so you go buy iodine and start taking iodine every day. Although, if you're noticing you and your family's sick and you're living in California, maybe you should take some iodine. You know, and not just ignore the whole issue, like, you're going to lower my vibration. I don't want to hear about Fukushima.
Right.
Come on, get over it, grow up, get the information, you digest it, but at least check into it, and then just move on. Don't let it affect
you. I mean, we did the Jade Helms show with you a couple weeks ago. We're aware of it. We know what's going on. A lot of people know what's going on. Everybody's observing. Everybody's watching.
About that,
Now we're talking about the solution. Now we're talking about what we can do rather than focusing on the problem. We're focusing on what we can do. And
you know, it's really interesting. The guy that's heading this possible eco village that we're going to be setting up, George, he gave an interesting talk a few years ago about electromagnetic radiation and how it's really poisoning us.
And I agree with him.
Yeah, but it was really funny. He was saying, there's good news and bad news about the world. The bad news is there's climate change, things are going to be destroyed, and there's going to be, you know, things are going to be sort of wiped off, and a new era is going to usher in. The good news is there's going to be climate change, the things are going to be wiped out, and then good news, and new things
right.
are
going to come in. And I think that's what Jade Helm is, to touch on that for a minute. Jade Helm 15 that's going on right now. I have a guest coming on tomorrow, Daniel Teague, and he's one of amazing channeler and a chakra healing. I actually had a session with him last week. He did a chakra balancing on me. I'm having him on tomorrow, and he has a message that he was downloaded direct from the Arcturians that he's going to share with us, and it's about an event happening over the next couple months. And And that fits right in perfectly to Jade Helm, which is now has strategic locations all, basically all over the U.S. They had drills, and they're still doing drills in Florida to New York, all the way to the West Coast, to Texas, to Washington. They're everywhere. The military's out in force, and there's a reason for that. So these are just signs that, like, Jade Helm, don't go to Walmart because Jade Helm's happening. Just be aware of it. You know, there's Walmarts that I've heard about in Yemen right now that the U.S. military have taken over in Yemen, the Walmarts, and also some Home Depots that have closed down in South America. So when you see, like, military shutting down Walmarts and taking them over, like, there's something going on. What? Who knows? Just be aware of it. So if you hear, like, there's free food being handed out on Walmart and these big blue buses come with FEMA written on it to pick you up and bring you to the place with free food, maybe you don't want to get on the bus, you know, because a lot of Americans, when they hear of free McDonald's and free cable TV at the new FEMA camps, people are going to line up, they're going to get right on the buses, and they're just going to go right to the FEMA camps. I mean, literally, they're not going to have to be forced, you know. That's like, that's how people are programmed. It's like, wake up, be aware. Don't get on the FEMA bus to get some free food and water. That's believe me, you're not going to be able to leave. But, you know, these things are happening, and they're real, so don't ignore it. Pay attention, learn from it.
That is how they do that. It's sort of like, I remember, you know, the best way to give away a bug, you know, a listening device, is to give it away as a gift. You know, you give away a hidden video camera and a stuffed teddy bear to someone's child that you want to have videotaped in their house. And the intelligence agents have always done it that way. You give away your bugs as gifts, you know, and disguised as whatever. So, you know, you always try to make, like the Trojan horse, you try to make something look good so that someone will accept it. And, you know, there's, I mean, these are all psychological strategies.
And that's, I think, been the strategy of America itself, home of the free, land of the brave. I remember when I first woke up 6 years ago, when I heard about, like, 9/11, I was like, no way could our government be part of that and blow up. No way. You know, I heard, like, Glenn Beck, used to watch him a lot, and he's like, oh, these 9/11 truthers and da-da-da. And I was like, yeah, man, there's no way. That, as I actually dug into the story, because I opened up to it, like, even now, people I talk to, they're just so closed right away, they just shut you down. Oh, stop with that conspiracy theory. But if you look into a story like 9/11, there was no wreckage of a plane found at the Pentagon. Three buildings came down in demolition speed, actually faster than demolition speed. You know, people don't even know about Building 7. Building 5 was also blown up. It wasn't just done by fires. People don't know that. You know, so when you really dig into the story, thermite plasma being found at this site, which Mossad made, which is the only thing known to melt steel, things like that. You start putting the pieces together. That morning, four different drills were happening that had most of NORAD and our scrambling jets in Canada on exercise. And when this 9/11 happened, when NORAD was contacted, they were unsure if it was the exercise or not, because one of out of the four exercises was terrorists flying planes into a building. Now, what are the chances that that morning, you know, and then I played the video clip. I don't know if you guys heard this, but Bush, at a speech a month later, was like, you know, I was outside the school and I watched the first plane hit, and I wondered to myself, like, oh, what a bad pilot. And then I went in and then I heard about the other plane. Well, guess what, Bush? The first plane was never aired on TV hitting the towers. Mm-hmm. So right there, the guy just admitted he was it. He knows about it. He knew about it. You know, the guy sat in the classroom for, what, 8 minutes before he moved or did it? I mean, so that's, if you look at the real pieces to the puzzle and put it together, we've been taught and sold a propagized system that you got to work hard, get a family, work a job for 40 years, and then collect retirement, which retirement we know is going to be gone in a few years anyways. But that is not a system that's for the people. I'm sorry. It's not the American dream. The American dream is just that. It's a freaking dream that people were sold. I was sold. I mean, I was at a point when I first woke up and I was like reading about 9/11. I was like crying like almost every day because I was so like hurtful that I was lied to my whole life. And not just me, my family, my friends, all of us were lied to and just taken advantage of. And I was like, I can't believe it. Oh my God. Like, and I dug more and more and more. And then I started the radio show to get this information out. But really, it's about you informing yourself and learning the information for yourself. And you guys have your own radio show. You guys talk about the same topics, you know, free energy, things like that. Where do you see the future of free energy? Do you guys see hope for humanity? Do you feel that we can get this information out there and actually turn this spaceship Earth around?
Can I speak on this? What I'll tell you is, and this is a new theory that I not a new theory, but one that I had talked about with you. I've talked about it with Alexander Meters and Diodora, a few different people in our network that have been our guests. I think that the future is unformed. I think all futures are out there, all possibilities through cause and effect, and you bring them in as probabilities and they become your reality. But I think the future, our future, the path that we're on, has already been done, and we already know the ending. However, I think we've been brought back, and I think we are the ones who will change the future. We can make an alternative future. We can make an alternate reality happen here. We can change the ending. We can create a new Earth. This is the New Earth movement, and this is what we're here to do. We have the technology, and we can do this despite everything that's happening with the global issues, the economy, and climate change. I really do believe that.
Absolutely.
Go
ahead, Lana.
For my part, over the last day or so, I've sort of gone through quite a remarkable sort of transformation in what I believe in. I mean, I've been reading so much about earthquakes, Planet X, reading so much about, you know, the fact that there might not be enough light for the next few years. And
a mini ice age,
yes,
and
all
sorts
that.
Of things.
But then I started listening more and more to the help that we're apparently receiving from up above, and Alexander Meares and the Galactic Federation. And you know what? I think we can do it. I think that the connection is absolutely important. The connection we have, I think the free energy that we have, I think at the moment we are all working together, including you, Jonah, including all our friends out there in the spiritual community. We're working more and more together. And you know what? It's coming together so fast, the permaculture, the land that we're, you know, about to sort of go to.
Yeah.
The, all the information is coming together so quickly.
So, yes, it's true. I hate the idea of duality. But anyhow, the dark forces, as I like to call them, yes, they're building in the world. And sometimes I think the odds are against us and it's overwhelming. And I see the militaries of the world building up their forces all over the world.
But it doesn't matter. You can make that change.
But we can stop that. The light is expanding. We're expanding. Our power is just as great as the darkness.
That's right.